now, dropping F-bombs from the foothills of the Colorado Rockies all the way to the woods of Minnesota. It's time for our Big Dumb Show.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Dumb Show. I'm Eddie.
I'm Don.
And he's Don.
And tonight, we're going to rock around the clock.
That's right. DJ Jazzy Jeff. Literally the only DJ I can think of. Notice the hesitation, the pause, the DJ, fuck, I don't know where to go with this. Jazzy Jeff.
Don't say Ice Cube.
Yeah. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing fine, Ed.
Have you read anything funny today?
No, I have not read anything funny today.
I did.
What did you read?
O.J. Simpson died.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, if a guy had it coming, I mean, eventually everybody gets it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, he was, what, 76, so.
I don't remember.
But he played football in the 70s.
He did. And then he did poorly acted comedies in the 80s, right?
Oh, yeah, but Airplane, dude. Oh, no, it was Naked Gun.
It was Naked Gun, yes.
Yep.
I don't remember shit about those movies. I mean, at all. The only thing really? I remember is, didn't he have, at one point, a giant fucking afro?
Yep.
That's it. That's like literally all I can remember about those movies.
Yeah, in one of them, he's in the airport and he chases down somebody who kidnapped his baby. And he catches the person and they show Leslie Nielsen at the top of these stairs and he's saying, you know, we caught the baby, blah, blah, blah. And in the background, OJ's back there spanking the baby. Oh, I laughed so hard.
So I told Kane and Casey, you know, that O.J. Simpson died today. And Casey was like, who's that? Like, you don't know who O.J. Simpson is? And Kane goes, well, I mean, I guess I recognize the name. You know, I mean, I know, you know.
Wow.
And I was like, huh, that's weird. I said, well.
Yeah.
Started naming off things, you know, that he was in movies and stuff.
Oh,
to give them the references. So it's like the Big Daddy when he goes, if OJ can get away with, you know, Steve Buscemi when he's sitting there in the courtroom and he goes, if OJ can get away with murder, Sonny should be able to keep his kid. And then he looks at the black dude and goes, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden Kane goes, oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
what about Casey?
Of course, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit. Casey goes, I've heard that before. That's what that shit was from. That was real.
Yeah, that shit was real.
That shit was real.
So, we're on here. We're talking about stuff, and we come up with kind of a format that we like. So bear with us while we fine-tune everything. And, you know, now it's time for
Big Dumb Stories.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Today's Big Dumb Story is going to come from the 80s.
Ooh, an 80s story.
Yes. This
before or after Coke Classic?
It would have been before. I believe.
All right.
This would have been in 1984, the summer of 1984.
That's a good fucking movie.
The summer of 1984?
Summer of 84. It's a horror flick.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway.
Well, this was probably a horror flick for one person in this story. Again, oh, this is the summer of 1984. We were living in St. Francis. And
St. Francis, Minnesota. St.
Francis, Minnesota. And my grandparents had this huge house. It was like a duplex. You know, they had, well, my grandfather had originally bought it and finished the house. It was a chalet for the Rum River campgrounds. So it was where everybody used to come and take showers and buy stuff and, you know, snacks and shit like that, I guess. And then there's this giant Olympic-sized swimming pool. And so he bought it, remodeled the whole thing.
Okay.
It was a rambler walkout, but it was facing backwards. So the walkout part was facing the road. And the rambler part was on the other side of it. And
That was the river, right?
Well, the river was right across the road from us.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But the whole area used to be the Rum River campgrounds at the time. And then, like I said, some developer broke it all up and he bought the chalet. He had set it up for my uncle and his wife were going to live in the downstairs duplex, and my grandpa and my grandma were going to live in the upstairs one.
Oh, right.
You know, and then that way, you know, grandpa wouldn't have to take care of this big 5-acre golf course looking yard.
Yeah. With a
big, like, 3/4 acre donut pond in the front yard with a little island, and then it butted up to giant swamp in the backyard, this huge swamp in the backyard.
Oh, wow.
And it was 5 acres we had to mow, or he had to mow.
Oh, fuck all that.
So after my uncle and aunt, my aunt decided that they weren't going to live in there anymore, so they moved out. My parents bought into the house.
Right on.
And then me and Russ took care of the yard. This was a lot.
So was this in St. Francis?
It was literally just outside of St. Francis.
North, right?
South.
Oh, south. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So it's actually Oak Grove.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I know Oak Grove. Yep.
So, it's the very edge of it. So, anyways. So, because this yard was so huge and, you know, my parents obviously owned a home before they sold it and moved in here. So my dad came with a whole house full of tools and you know, a riding lawnmower. And my grandpa had a riding lawnmower.
There you go. There's half your rent there, brother.
Yep. So grandpa had a really nice John Deere with the hydrostatic drive where you just grab a hold of the shifter knob and you just jam that fucker forward and it goes, rah, takes off, you know?
Kind of burns out a little
bit. Yeah, no, not a little bit. This thing was big. It fucking burned out a lot. Had to be careful. Really had to be careful about this. Yeah. And then my dad had this fucking old school Dynamark.
Okay.
So it's the kind that you got to jam the pedal in and move the shifter from first, you know, all the way up to fifth if you want to go real fast. But there was no, like, shifting in between. You just picked a gear and you worked first to fifth.
Okay.
Right. And it wasn't anywhere near as fast. It didn't have power steering. Grandpa's did, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So what we would do, me and Russ, is we had to split this in half because it took forever, especially as a kid, you know. Took forever to fucking mow this yard. So whoever got done first, you know, I mean, we tried to change it up as far as for who got to use which lawnmower, because otherwise it just wasn't fair if one of us got to use the John Deere and the other one was always stuck with the fucking Dynamark, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they were both the same size, you know. It's just that every time you wanted to drive around a little tree and back up and all that stuff with the John Deere, it was just like, rrr, 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 and off you went. With the Dynamark, it was like, rrr, He's like, fuck, you know, just tore up the grass. Sucked, right? Yep. So, yep. So we had to try to make it fair and change it up.
Yep.
So I remember whoever, you know, and we tried to break it up fairly as far as for I did this part of the yard, Russ did this part of the yard. He preferred the backside. I preferred the front side.
Okay.
So I did the whole front yard. He did the whole back, all the hilly shit with all the trees. Mine was wide open, you know, just fucking, but it was a little bigger, you know, but I was all right with that.
Yeah.
I didn't have to fuck around as much. Yep. So it was worth it to me, you know. Yeah.
Like just cruising.
Yep. 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 So what we were doing was whoever finished first, you know, we started at the same time. Whoever finished first got to pick next time. You know, which so me and Russ are both mowing and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I remember it was fucking hot. And we used to you know, pull up alongside the pool, jump off the lawnmower, go run and jump into the water, swim to the other side, hop out, jump out, get back on the lawnmower and go.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure looking back on it now, my parents thought that was a great idea. You know, covered in sweat and oil and grease and grass.
Yeah.
But anyways, when we're done, we're obviously going to go swimming also, right?
Yeah.
So I just finished up in the front yard, and I didn't even really realize, you know, because I was, you know, not like I was a stoner back then, but I was still me, you know, so I wasn't really paying attention to a lot as I came around the corner of the bush and onto the driveway part.
Yeah.
In the front yard where I was at, we had four garage stalls in the driveway that went all the way out to the road. And then there was this side driveway that went up the hill to alongside the pool in the top and side of the yard where the shed was. And that's where we parked the lawnmowers.
Yep.
So Russell is right at the house, like basically just straight north of me. Yeah. I mean, straight south of me, just at the top of the house. And he just finished mowing. So he shuts his fucking PTO off. Right as I come around the corner of the bush and see him sitting there, and both of us look right at each other and then look straight up at the fucking shed. Right? It's like, fuck. So, and I was on grandpa's lawnmower, right? So, and I had just pulled onto the driveway so I could see Russell. So he was a little bit closer than me to the shed.
Okay.
But he had to cut across yard, and he was on the Dynamark.
Yeah.
I was still at the backside of the garage, but I was on the driveway, and I had a straight shot up the side driveway straight to the shed, right? And I was on the John Deere. So I come fucking blasting straight in front of the fucking garage. You know, right as I got in front of the garage and under the tar, I fucking jammed that throttle all the way forward. Fool takes off, right? Me and Russ
are blowing in the wind. Oh,
me and Russ are fucking staring at each other as he's heading, you know, this way. I'm heading the opposite direction, but we're both making a V, heading straight towards each other, right? And we're just staring at each other the whole time, like, fuck you, dude. Fuck. See, Russell was so fucking competitive about everything, right?
Yeah.
And I normally wasn't.
Yeah.
But I had the drop on him here, right? And I was on the faster machine. Oh, yeah. So I thought, fuck yeah, dick. You know, and I'm just fucking staring at him, and all of a sudden at the last second, Russell's eyes light up, and I hear, and I turn and look straight in front of me, and here is my sister walking her pedal bike up that little side driveway towards the shed.
Oh, no.
And I just fucking blasted right into the back tire of her bike. As she kind of started to already like try to let go of it and step away from the bike. So all that did was it gave a really nice angle of the tire so that when I hit it with my front tire, it really did a good job of just forcing it straight over on top of her and completely pinching her underneath it. Now the plus side to me going as fast as I was, I did actually drive
fast.
Oh yeah, and I did actually just drive straight over the top of her, straight over the bike. You know, she spinned underneath, and I just whoa, right over the fucking top of it. I jam on the, you know, fucking pull the throttle all the way back to stop. And soon as I fucking turned my head around to look, there's my dad standing at the bottom of the fucking driveway alongside the garage.
Of course he is.
Fucking livid.
I bet.
Now, Nikki was fine. She was traumatized quite a bit. But she was not injured other than a couple of scratches and a little bit of bruising. The bike, on the other hand, did take a severe bending of the rims and the forks.
So it was ruined.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice, man.
You know, and that's...
So where was Russ? Did he just stop or did he turn off or what?
He kept straight going. He was like, I want no part of this.
Anyone?
Oh, yeah, anyone. Fucker. Yeah. I mean, looking back at it, goddamn, really? Only Nikki. Only Nikki could have been in that spot at that time.
Yeah, and only you... could be driving that mower at that time.
Russ could have done it. Russ could have done it. It was Nikki's luck. It was just Nikki's luck back then.
It was Nikki.
Because me and Russ, me and Russell used to hurt her all the time. You know? All the time.
Not on purpose.
No. No, we'd be wrestling or playing a game or anything where we weren't just sitting there watching TV.
Yeah.
She'd get hurt. Ow, you know that's my bad wrist. You know that's my bad leg. You know that's my bad arm. Jesus, Nikki, is that your bad head? We used to tease her a lot, yes.
What else you got there for a lawnmower story?
Well, yeah, I was going to say that's not exactly the only lawnmower story I have. I do have a couple other ones. I mean,
I thought you said at the beginning you had a couple.
Yeah, there's okay, so my cousins that I had mentioned in a previous story, I think just last week's, that we had gone
travel
on.
Travel segment?
Yes, on last week's travel segment.
Yes. We did end up traveling, folks.
Yes, we did. And I mentioned my cousins. Well, they did a lot of kind of crazy shit to each other. And
yes.
So now, I did run my sister over with a lawnmower, but to be fair, I was racing my brother, and it was completely an accident. Now, my cousin... Tommy drove over my cousin Timmy with his lawnmower, but it's because he chased him down with it. It was a difference. When I said before that these
homicide.
Kids... No, he didn't have the lawnmower on. Neither did I, and I had the deck raised all the way up. Dude, I was trying to go fast, you know?
Well, yeah, you were on pavement.
Right. So, I mean, this kid just took him out. You know, every now and then you see a video of some kid out in the yard and he's got that little fucking plastic Jeep and he just blasts over his fucking little brother or sister trying to run away.
Yeah.
That's what Tommy did. But he was on a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Oh, and that, so I mean, that was more, you know, I don't want to say malicious, but I mean, I suppose it would have been, yeah, that would have been malicious. Well, my grandma also ran herself over with a lawnmower.
Ran herself over?
Ran herself over.
Wow. How she managed to do that.
So, you know, most lawnmowers have a sensor in the seat that yep. lets you know if you get your ass up off of it while it's still running or in gear, it'll kill it, right?
Yep.
But you know, my grandma is witty enough to figure out how to make that little connection not happen.
Yep.
Because it used to piss her off that it would shut off on her. And she wouldn't just, put it in park or whatever, you know, take it out of gear, you know. So she cut the wire, right? So, or jumper did, or whatever the fuck it is she did to cheat it, she cheated it. Karma came back, bit her in the ass.
Yeah, I bet.
She's fucking around on it, somehow or another got herself off of it and on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And it had the old, you know, cartoon style turned wheel as it's going dun 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 dun, just keep coming around. She's like, no, and it just keeps on coming. Dun 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 dun. Just, you know, fuck, fuck. And eventually, there it is. Junk drove right over the top of her.
Oh shit. Yeah, there you go. Don't fuck with the safety features.
Nope. They're there for a reason, folks.
Yep.
Safety first. Safety first, then teamwork. Wear shoes in the house.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
So, does anybody in your family actually know how to mow the lawn?
Oh, dude, I mowed the lawn really fucking well. So did Russ. Actually, I mean, the place looked like a fucking golf course.
Oh, nice, nice.
Although every now and then we would get a little bit stupid, and all of a sudden you'd see these burnouts in the yard. Just because, I mean, they both had like posi traction rear ends. You know, they fucking really, really left cool fucking S marks.
Yep. And then you get called out on it and back to normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and act like I fucking ruined the yard forever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, you'd have thought I fucking, you know, broke the lawnmower. I didn't cost you money. Yeah. The yard still looks nice. Yes, you can see that there's a fucking burnout around the side of that tree where it looked like somebody was fucking around and didn't think you'd see it. But
that's not why it's there.
But it also shows to anybody that pulls into this yard, God damn it, this yard looks really nice. Oh, look at the peel-out marks. You can obviously tell a kid did it, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody's parents are on top of their children.
Yeah.
These kids have chores to do. This is a good home.
This is a good home.
See, that's all I was trying to show everybody.
Yeah.
But they, on the other hand, they made it seem like they thought I was out there pretending that I was Mario Andretti.
Yeah. I don't know where they got that idea.
Yeah. Maybe because we drove that fucker as fast as we could get it to go every time we went from point A to point B.
Yep. Well, that is sweet.
What a nice fucking story from the 80s.
Yes, that was my story from the 80s that kind of expanded a little.
Yes, but it worked and I enjoyed it. Now, if everybody stays tuned, we'll have another segment next.
All right. Now it's time for another big fat story.
Dun, dun, dun.
And this one will be from the 90s. Picture this. You have northern Minnesota woods.
The woods of Minnesota Northerns.
This one is about our very first trip up to Don's cabin.
Ooh. Bam, 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 bam.
In today's tales from the 90s, from our big fat stories. No, that's not what it's called. What is it? It's our big dumb
big
stories.
Dumb story. Our fat stories. You were pretty enthusiastic about that fat.
Oh, fuck. I did mention that I was high, correct?
Yeah, in the last episode.
In the last segment. Who else is I?
Who said I?
Fucking I. That little scene was probably one of the most quoted lines from that fucking movie when we were in high school, was the bird.
Yep.
Chong's over there teaching it to say it. Yeah. Yeah. And then the bird would say, I get high.
Yep. Yeah, I love that movie.
All right, yeah. So anyways, back to our big dumb story. From Tales from the 90s, we are talking about the first time me and Don went up fishing at his cabin. Well, his parents' cabin, his family cabin. There you go.
Yep.
I don't know, what year was that?
Oh, fucking A, man. 92.
No. Would it have been? Wasn't Daniel it? Graduated in 92. Had to have been like 93, maybe 94. Anyway, yeah, it was the early 90s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, where was that? Emily?
Yeah, Emily or Outing. Right between Emily and Outing, Minnesota. Lake Roosevelt.
It was not a short drive up there by any means.
No, it was about 2.5 hours.
Right. So, I mean, it was a good distance away. So, me and Don decided that we were actually... Don was given access to the boat up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we decided we were gonna learn how to fish. We were gonna do some fishing up there.
Oh no, that is not how that story started, fucker.
What?
You worked at ASI, I think.
Yep.
And people would always come with their fishing stories to you, and you were like, "Yo, I think we should try fishing."
Well, sure. If you want to go all the way back to where we got the idea, yes. The way the idea came was, yes, go ahead.
It was, I think we should go fishing. I've had this cabin my entire life. The early 90s was early 20s for me. And no, I never really went fishing. So this was all you.
Yeah, no, I know that part. I know that part.
Videotapes.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So we had decided that we were going to go fishing up there. But
yeah.
Neither one of us really knew what the fuck we were doing, right? At all.
Not at all.
But we had brand new gear. Brand new gear. What we had done is we went back in the day, there was no internet to surf to find out how to do things. You had to really do some fucking legwork. So we went to this place that used to rent VHS videos.
Yep.
We rented God damn it. What was his name? What was the guy's name?
Babe Winkleman.
Babe Winkleman videos. Yes. To learn how to fish. We were going to fish for bass. All y'all motherfuckers are out here fishing for bass. What are you guys fishing for? We're fishing for bass. We had no idea what the fuck we were doing.
No. But we did make that decision that, yep. Okay, only get bass stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
And again, we were now armed with the knowledge that Mr. Winkleman had shared with us in his educational videos.
And our, right? I think our equipment still had tags on it.
Yeah, no, it was squeaky clean. It was brand new. It was brand new, yes. And probably way too expensive.
Oh, I bet it was.
Then it needed to be.
Oh, because then we bought new reels.
When we were up there. We stopped at that fucking store, and that guy was a dick. I remember that about that. The guy behind the counter, it's like, dude, you got two brand new. You can clearly see we don't know what we're doing. Now, as a proprietor of a store that's now, you know, going to sell these two nitwits some stuff, you could choose. You could choose to say, I'm going to make some money off these idiots.
Yep.
And then just be nice and sell us some shit.
Yeah.
Or you could be a dick.
Yep.
And talk to us like you guys have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Yep. When clearly we didn't. Yeah, but we already knew that.
This guy chose the latter.
Yes, he did. He chose the latter. He was a dick about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were offending him.
Yes, yes, he was.
Makes me smile, so.
Yeah, like I said, we still bought the stuff, obviously, because he was kind of the only game in town, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
We were forced to.
Bait in a lot of places, but for that stuff, he was kind of the only thing going on around there.
Yeah. So. Now, armed with our knowledge that Mr. Winkleman shared with us and the brand new gear, we were ready to go start slaying some bass.
And we got fresh bait.
Yep. Nothing but the best. Yep. We were ready to drown some live shit. Yep. But we were fairly well armed with the fucking Rapalas and stuff too, though.
Oh yeah, no, we bought equipment.
Oh fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Nope. So then we had the choice of two boats, a pontoon and a speedboat. We chose the speedboat.
Well, of course it had tunes. Well, I mean the pontoon had tunes too.
Yeah, but still.
Speedboat was fuck?
We learned real fast that we didn't want the tunes either.
Right. Well, I mean, that one took a little bit. It took until the next trip up to realize that we were. At any rate, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, yes, we are. So we picked the speedboat.
Yeah. To go fishing in.
Yep.
Just me and Don without any idea. Armed with the knowledge that Mr. Winkleman just gave us.
What we paid attention to.
Yeah, or retained at all. Yeah, again, yeah, we're retained. Really fucking high.
Yeah.
So, we head out into the lake. Now, the one thing that I took from the, I think we got three videos. Of the three videos, the one thing that I really took from it. Yeah. Was a specific type of a Rapala, so I made sure I bought that.
Yeah, for bass.
Yep. And you kind of want to fish around, like, down trees and maybe some sticks and some weeds and stuff, right? Because that's the smartest thing I knew about that.
We didn't do that, though.
We did.
After we were in the middle of the lake.
You know what? I think the Babe Winkleman experience was the second trip.
Yes, it was, I think. Because the first trip, We also
Straight up, so bad.
This is the first one. We also found all the tackle in the garage. Remember them big ass hit the water and go boom.
Yeah, they were. It was like musky bait.
Yeah, and we're screaming at each other over the music. Dude, did you see that one?
Oh fuck!
That would be the first trip.
Yes. So let we will continue to talk about the first trip. So the first trip when we went out there, I remember this. This was really fucking bad. We went out with live bait because it's literally the only thing I understood. Because when I was a kid, the only fishing I ever did was some bobber fishing, like three, four times with my grandpa, and like once, one fucking time. When we lived right across the road from the Rum River, we went fishing once with my mom and dad.
Yeah.
That was it. So, inexperience was my middle name when it came to that sort of thing.
Let's point my out that thoughts, I grew up right outside of Minneapolis, so.
Right. Also not much of a lake fella.
Nope.
Not at so all. When we launched with our brand new live bait, our brand new rods and reels.
Yep.
And whatever shit we found in the garage. We took off out into the fucking lake, and I remember our first stop where we started whipping out the fucking rods.
Yep.
Was like the deepest part of the lake.
Yeah.
Got right out in the middle of the lake. Yep. And then I did my thing. I bobber fished.
Yep. And you bobbered.
And I bobber fished about, I don't know, 8-9 inches from the surface. Yep. You know, yep. I'm expecting them to come up to get them. You know? No fucking clue what we're doing. And we're sitting out there for how long and not catching dick.
Not even a fucking bite.
Well, of course. Of course not.
Yeah, well, I know.
Right? So
at the time, we were pissed.
Then we noticed these guys in this boat over there, just outside this island, this little island in the lake. And these guys are sitting out there, and we're like, hey, those guys keep pulling in fish. Let's go over there. So we fire up the boat and just, across the lake. Get over to where they're at, cut the motor, whoosh, right up alongside their fucking boat. The one all dude even
impressed that we stopped.
Yeah. The one dude. One dude looks right at us and he goes, hey, you guys want to just tie right up to us?
And I looked at him like each other.
Looked at him like, no, we're fine, man. We got an anchor. Had no idea what we were doing was so wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Within a matter of minutes, these guys, they didn't say another word to us, but within a matter of maybe 5 minutes, they were like, nah, fuck this. Because we're over there with the tunes crank, we're fucking around, we're drinking beer.
Hey, you guys want a beer?
Yes. Smoking weed, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So these guys take off, and obviously we catch nothing, right?
Yep.
So then the one thing that I did remember, like I said, was try to be by some down trees. And that was something I knew before the Babe Winkleman thing.
Yep, okay.
So we're on the one side where we had already scared away the successful fishermen.
Yep.
And we see this spot that looks like, ooh, there's some downed trees. Let's head over there. So we start heading across the lake, and then we see this other boat. Yeah, this other boat kind of heading the same direction, like it's headed towards that spot. And also I'm like, hey, Don.
It was the bay.
Yep. Hey, Don, Those fuckers are going to take our spot. Go, yeah. Cut them fuckers off. If they beat us, I'm going to be fucking mad. You know, and we're yelling. Like carries. We're on Harleys. But the reason we're yelling is because we got the stereo fucking cranked. And we can't even hear each other without screaming. And we come flying over to this spot, kill everything, throw out the anchor, and this boat clearly sees these two obnoxious people. Changes direction, starts heading across the lake at a different angle, but still gonna come past us, right?
Yep.
And as we're like, woohoo, got our spot. Crack open another beer. Hey, get your shit. Knocking stuff over. All of a sudden I hear, Eddie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Both of us are just dead silent, looking at each other like, did somebody just say fucking Eddie?
The fuck Eddie? Is that?
I turn and look up. It's my aunt, my uncle, and three cousins.
Yeah.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Of course, after us acting like such fucking idiots.
Well, and then we have to tell people that we're fishing.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah.
Successfully, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was tough. I felt so funny. Fucking stupid. I just remember sitting there looking at you like, really? Really? We are 2.5 hours up into the fucking wilderness of Minnesota. Yep. There's nothing around us. Little shit towns here and there just that have like fucking nothing in it. Just little sneezed out speck of towns scattered throughout this woods. Yep. 2.5 fucking hours north of my house.
On some obscure lake.
On some weird ass little lake, and god damn it, somebody knows me.
That's the best, is that we were on the lake, you know? It wasn't just passing in town.
Right. Eddie?
Yep. Yep. And our assholes just froze.
Oh, fuck. I just remember what the fuck? The look on our on your face, obviously. Did somebody just say Eddie? Yep. Yeah, so then, well, it didn't work real great for us, though. So we had given up by then, brought the boat back, and then decided that we can see all these fucking fish right off the dock.
Yep.
Let's just do some bobber fishing out here off the dock.
Yep.
This is when I learned that Don won't touch a fish.
I don't touch a bait either.
Yeah, no, I knew that too. I was the one that had to keep putting fucking bait on your hook when you kept trying to catch those little tiny fucking fish underneath us.
Yeah.
See, me and Don, when we're fishing or bowling or anything, talk like this the whole time.
Yep.
So if all of a sudden Don gets quiet, he's doing something bad.
I have something to catch him at.
So I'm like, hey, because he's fishing on one on one side of the fucking boat. And I'm fishing off the dock side, and Dink is over there pulling up these teeny tiny. Either that or he's getting his worm stole constantly. They keep stealing my bait. Yeah, it's because it's tiny. The hook's too big for its mouth. Stop trying to catch that. Then all of a sudden he'd come over and he'd have this little fish on the end of his hook. And I'm like, dude, I'm not taking that off.
I'm not taking it off.
Huh? Better figure it out. Take it off. I'm not taking it off. So he goes, whoop-pow! And slaps the fucker on the side of the water. And it just, it didn't come off. But it just, it didn't. It bent.
Yeah. The fucking it like, thing.
That thing went so rigid, it like bent. upward, like a little V. Yep. And it floated on its side there for a while. And then, I mean, it was dead, right? So I was like, hey, fuckhead. Fine, I'll take the fucker off your fuck. So then he'd be fucking around over there. And he'd come, all of a sudden he'd be like, I got one. I'm like, you dick. And he'd come around the corner. He's got that fucking tiny little fish on there again. I'm like, take it off yourself. Nope, I'm not taking it off. I swear to God, I'll bend it. Fine, give me the goddamn fish. I will bend this fucker. So yeah, it was the next trip up that we came prepared with more knowledge.
Yeah.
And I actually caught a fucking bass. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I remember you cherished it.
Oh, fucking right. I was like, dude, check it out. I mean, you would have thought I was pulling in a goddamn trophy-winning swordfish the way I was. Fuck. Just, look at this fucking thing fight, you know.
Well, and yeah, and you did fight with it, though. That's what made it so, oh, my God.
Yeah, that fucker was really, it was bending the pole and shit. And like anything else we caught so far didn't even bend the tip of the pole, you know. No.
I thought the line was going to snap.
Yeah, that was my fear. Was like, I should have got the 18-pound test. Oh, that 10-pound spider wire. Yeah. Yeah, I successfully got a bass, right? I was so fucking excited about that. And because it was like literally the only fish we had gotten the entire time we were doing this.
Yep.
Aside from the little ones at the end of the dock. it was a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
So, and I wasn't going to eat the thing. You know, there was nothing else for me to eat but just this one little fish. I'm going to bring it back for me, Don, the girls. Yeah. Would have been good. So I'm just going to release the fucker. But obviously, we're getting a picture of this.
Yeah.
And this was before cell phone cameras.
Oh, yeah.
So what you had to do in a situation like this was bring a camera with you out onto the boat. Now, yeah. Because we were going up north, we obviously packed a camera. We're not stupid. We knew we were going to be wanting to take some pictures. But what we didn't do was take the camera on the boat.
Yep. Yeah.
So Don's like, fuck it, dude. I'm going to just drive the boat back. Just keep dipping it in the water. We'll make it. Yeah. So I'm like, all right. And I just remember keeping that bunker in the water while you're on that thing going, driving it all the way back. And I just kept thinking, don't go too fast. You're going to rip it in half. You know? So we're just slow driving this fucker back. Yeah. By the time we get there, the girls were already down at the dock. And this fish was real, real tired, right?
It was. Fighting for its life.
Yeah. And there's the, at where the dock is, you had to go up like a cliff. That was about 3/4 of a mile high, and it was almost straight up and down.
Yep. Whole reason that place ended up getting sold.
Yeah. I mean, it was a set of stairs, man, and they wheedled and
then
turned.
Then it was the hill.
Yes. Then, yeah, you thought you were good once you made it up the stairs, but you weren't. No. You weren't. There was another whole level to climb, but this time it was at least a gradual slope. That got more intense as he got farther up it.
Yes.
So the point of that is no one wanted
to
go all the way back up there to get the fucking camera, and the girls had already come down.
Yep.
So it was like, you know, I don't know that this fucker is going to make it if now we got to go home, because by the time we get up there, we're going to be fucking, yeah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You know? So I just let it go. It lived, you know, it kind of just hung there for a little while. And it was like, I don't know, man, this thing might not make it. It doesn't seem real good. And then after a little bit, it like whipped itself a few times and then shoom, took off into the water.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. It was like, boom, it was gone.
Yeah. So it's like, I might have killed this, guys. This thing seems like, maybe we are going to eat this fucker, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like it heard that. Maybe we should eat this fucker. Nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm good. Bring out your dead. Yeah. I'm feeling much better. Go have a walk. Oh, Monty Python reference.
Yeah, that was our big fishing debut.
Yeah, that was a good time up there, though. We went up there multiple other times. That was also very fun, but yeah. That in particular, that was our only real fishing excursions. We did go out. Oh my God, you remember that time we went up there? I think Nikki was with. Did Nikki go up there with us one year?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and we were out on the pontoon, and that fucking storm rolled in.
Oh, that was Gundy and Ty and Nina and everybody.
Yeah,
I didn't want to go out on the boat.
Yeah. So what we did was we took the slowest boat possible.
Yeah.
And we're on the wrong side of the lake, and all of a sudden this black fucking sky started coming.
Yeah, it just started rolling in.
It's like, oh, we got to get the fuck out of here, guys. We got to go.
Yep.
And I have some pictures.
Do you?
Yep. Of me and you standing there at the fucking steering wheel, not looking forward, looking upward at the sky.
Yeah, that storm was right behind us.
Nikki took the picture and you could see it. You see us.
Oh, cool.
You see the little bit of sky, and then you see that fucking ominous black sky coming at us.
Yep.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, that fucking pissed me off.
Yeah, and by the time we hit that fucking dock and we're cranking that goddamn crank and the great big fat raindrops are starting to come down.
Oh, I know, man. Me and you were the only ones that stayed down there. All them fuckers wanted to go and they all ran like little fucking pussies.
It's like, guys, this fucker will blow away. You understand what this is, right? It's like a floating balloon.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has to come up out of the fucking water on this rack.
Yep.
That was crazy too. Remember, it just whipped all those fucking trees around the cabin.
Oh, I know. It was fucking insane, dude.
Yeah. For just a little tiny bit, I remember sitting in there thinking, you know, this little cabin has been added on to several times. I wonder how well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was part of the cabin's charm was you could die.
Yeah. Or freeze to death. Remember when the fucking fire went out?
Yep.
Everybody woke up like frozen. Oh, my God.
Yep.
That was a cool place. Didn't me and you stay down in the fucking garage one year?
Yeah, down in the bunkhouse.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, we went up there quite a bit. That was a really cool fucking cabin. I liked that. It was really simple, you know? It didn't need to be fancy.
Yep. Just far enough out of the cities.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool.
So, that was Big Dumb Stories from the 90s.
From the 90s.
Tune in next time, and we'll talk about more big, dumb stuff.
Thank you all for listening. Good night.
Later.